Blog Talk Radio.
I go hard, erect, surrounded then forget. My life need a set, I direct there in the soundtrack. Sipping on some mile back, where you get that style from? Let me get my style back. Never been camera shot, mug shots no fading high. Tater on the barrel, turn your ass to potato pie. Favorite letter in the alphabet, a G. My favorite rapper that I wanna see is me. You can't compete, I'm out your league. Check your receipt, the dick ain't free, yeah. Okay, on my forfeit, stuntin' on my ex, give her everything except another chance and respect, y'all.
Tryna duck my ex, got a honey check, tonight I'ma flex, oh. Rollie no protect, give me the protect, I'm a 40 in a tech, oh.
We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer, girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, lil' nigga, don't get banged, cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane. She don't like her body, left the doctor with a new shape. Blowing up my phone, cause she just seen me with my new bae. Heartbreaker ladies love me like I'm Cool J. She was trying to cling on to a nigga, but it's too late. Booked the flight to Cali, rocks and condoms in my suitcase. And every single dollar in these bands got a blue face. Diamonds in the rollie, they in HD like it's Blu-ray. The way that I've been ballin' should make the cover a 2K. Show out for the summer, I might pull up in a new Wraith. Dissin' on the gang, that's gon' only get your crew chased. And we haul shit down, better tighten up your shoelace. Lil' bro, get up close and let the Glock 22 spray. We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer, girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, lil' nigga, don't get banged, cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane.
Yeah, I call her
ready for the stain. What you claim? You a lame. You ain't never put a name. Why I be around some killers that go crazy for the game? If I showed you all my charges, you won't look at me the same. Made some choices in my life I wish I never had to make. Cause my brother seen them die and I just seen them graduate. Got that 40 on my side and I'm just rolling past the dick. But my hands can do the job and I ain't talking masturbate. I was in and out of states cause I had a bag to make. I risked my life for this high cause God ain't let me pass away. Fuck tomorrow, spin the block, just know we coming back today. I call Polo, he come Dolo, we get him the fact.
We pop out at your party, I'm with the gang, and it's gon' be a robbery, so tuck your chain. I'm a killer, girl, I'm sorry, but I can't change. We ain't aiming for your body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing. It's a lot of animosity, but they won't say my name. Them killers rock with me, little nigga, don't get banged. Cause they'll do that job for me while I hop on the plane.
When I was growing up, don't keep the stash in the house. Turn a hood bitch to a princess, teach a hood bitch how to invest. I come from the bottom where I'm from, boy, I'm a legend like I'm Denzel.
Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up. Shut it go, fuck it up, 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 fuck it up.
She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low.
Little baby gon' run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up.
Run it up, fuck it up, all in the wrist, nigga, fuck us up. Gonna take the dick, what you running from? Bitch, I'm lit, come see your first 100 bucks. call, yeah, you think you call, look or something. Bitch, you must think I'm a duck or something. Gon' let do I fuck or something. Let my DJ get stuck or something. Wanna hang around with the gang gang? Let me get a three-way if you one of us. You already know CJ if you one of us. Swerve on replay if you one of us. I already know you kinda fuck. I ain't even tryna talk, get up on the bus. I ain't even tryna talk, I don't wanna fuck. Rolly bus, bus. AP bus, bus. And you niggas sus. You taking L's, Russ. We banging L's, us. Every day I wake up blaze, just. Every day you fuck niggas still amazed.
Little baby gon' run it up, 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 run it up. Shut it gon' fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. She gon' shake it fast, she gon' drop it low. Little baby gon' run it up, run it up, run it up. Run it up, run it up, run it up, run it up.
Tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a hairnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed seats. And today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere, but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. She will. Yeah. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I, give the rest of the vowels back. I like my girl thick, not just kinda fine. Eat her till she cry, call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking posters. They say choose wisely, that's why I was chosen. Rocking like asphalt, it's the cash flow. Looked in the face of death and took its mask off. Now I like my house big and my grass soft. I like my girl face south and her ass north. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit. And I hop up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I can tell how it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere, but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah.
Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
she just started to pop it for a nigga and look back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how it
feels.
I wish we could take off and go anywhere, but here, baby, you know the deal. She bad, so maybe she won't. But shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will.
All right, peace to the gods. Let me start these live streams. All right, got these live streams popping. Happy Father's Day. Belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hope y'all enjoyed y'all's Father's Day. I know I did. I was just chilling, really chilling with, you know, wife and kids. Had a nice, peaceful time at home. We didn't want to go to a restaurant. They were packed and shit here in Atlanta. But, unfortunately, I'm going to have to talk about shit that really affects fathers tonight. So I said I was going to touch on it, and I am. So hold on. Let me put this case law in the chat so y'all can follow it. For all of y'all who want to see what I put in the chat or ask me questions, just go call in the 516-418-5649, press 1, and you get to see all of that stuff. I'm going to talk about how child support is unconstitutional. So I brought up the Georgia Department of Human Resources versus SWEP, right? So here we go. Supreme Court of Georgia, April 29, 2003, reconsideration denied June 2, 2003. The trial court declared Georgia's statutory child support guidelines to be unconstitutional, concluding they violate the constitutional guarantees of due process, equal protection of privacy, and also operate an unconstitutional taking of property. Having reviewed the matter, we conclude that the trial court erred by employing incorrect constitutional standards and unsound constitutional analysis. Therefore, we reverse it. When they divorced in November 1998, Samuel and Michelle Sweat agreed that Samuel would retain custody of the couple's three minor children, that Michelle would have visitation rights, and that Michael would not be required to pay child support. In July 2000, at Samuel's request, the Georgia Child Support Enforcement Agency notified Michelle of possible modification of her child support obligation and asked her to furnish financial information. Michelle compiled complied with the request, and shortly thereafter, based upon Georgia's statutory child support guidelines, the agency instructed Michelle to begin paying $452 per month in child support and $79 a month towards the children's health insurance. Michelle challenged both the child support's award and the guidelines themselves. A hearing was held, after which the trial court declared the guidelines unconstitutional. The court made many findings of the fact concerning the purpose, the effect, and the uses of the guidelines, and then concluded that because the guidelines are arbitrary, were hastily enacted, and have been reviewed by a qualified guideline commission, they violate substantive due process under both the Georgia and United States constitutions. Anything that goes against the Constitution is void on face. Remember that. The trial court also held that the guidelines violate state and federal equal protection guarantees by placing different burdens on individuals, but for the award of the child custody similarly situated. The court then ruled that the guidelines violated the right to privacy because they interfere with parental decisions regarding financial expenditures on children. Finally, the court held that the guidelines violated the Georgia Constitution taking clause by reducing Michelle to poverty status, such that she could not afford to appeal this action if she was unsuccessful in the trial. Because on these conclusions and on its own determination of constitutionality, sound standard for the determination of child support. The trial court also denied the agency's request for modification of the original child support agreement, ruled that Michelle owed no child 2010 support, and ordered that in the event DHR appealed the trial court ruling to provide Michelle with a transcript of the proceedings at no cost to her. For reason explained below, we reverse. So now these are the laws that they've given to prove that it's unconstitutional here in Georgia. Number one, OCGA 19-6-15 provides the only means by which a Georgia court may either set or modify an amount of child support to be paid by a non-custodial parent. The child support guidelines contained in OCGA 19-6-15 provide an outline for the courts to use in setting child support payments in a fair, consistent manner. In brief, the guidelines instruct trial courts to compute a non-custodial parent's gross income, and depending upon the number of children for whom the support is required, set an amount of support to be paid within 5% of statutory prescribed levels. Trial courts may, in their discretion, vary the amount of support to be paid for any 18 special circumstances listed in Statute 4. Right? Number two, the trial court erred in its concluding that Georgia's child support guidelines violated both the Georgia and United States Constitution guarantees of substantial due processes. A statute is presumed to be constitutional unless it's established that it manifestly infringes upon constitutional rights or violates the rights of the people. Now, see, this is what I want y'all to know. First of all, there's a congressional record, it became law, which is called the Year of the Bible, that says the Bible ought and should be followed by everyone in the United States, right? Now, the main thing that the Constitution was established for was your religious rights. Child support enforcement is USC 666. It's telling you straight up, it's giving you the mark of the beast and forcing you to pay child support, right? That goes against your religious beliefs. Then the Bible says in four different verses, kids must honor thy father and thy mothers, and their days be long upon this earth. Not one verse in the Bible says parents must honor the kids. It doesn't exist, my people. So, that's a violation of the Constitution. Then the Constitution also states that, Georgia Constitution states, that you can't go to court for owing a debt. They put brothers and sisters in jail, mostly brothers, in jail every day for child support. And they claim it's not. They claim it's contempt of court for not following the amount that was supposed to be paid. Same shit. That's schematics, right? So it's unconstitutional on mad different levels, which will go into, that should be a 241, 242 lawsuit against everyone who brought you into court and did that to you. I'm talking about the caseworker of child support, the boss of child support, the clerk of court, the judges, the lawyers, the guardian of litem, hell, even your baby mama, all right? So let me go on. Whereas here a statute does not infringe upon the fundamental right of complaining party is a member of a suspect class, substantive due process analysis of governmental action is performed under the rational basis test. The rational basis test is the least rigorous level of constitutional scrutiny. Under this test, a statute will be upheld in the face of due process attack so long as it is reasonably related to public health, safety, and general welfare. In the arena of social welfare, economics, a statute is not rendered unconstitutional merely because its classifications are imperfect. If the classification has some reasonable basis, it does not offend the Constitution simply because of its classification. It is not made with mathematical nicety or because in practice it results in some inequality. One second, y'all. Inequality. If the classification has some reasonable basis, it does not offend the Constitution simply because of its classification. It's made with mathematical nicety or because its practical practice is a result of some inequality. To the contrary, only if means adopted or the resulting classifications are irrelevant to the state's reasonable objective and altogether arbitrary does the statute offend due process. Now, it's unconstitutional in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court. They said it goes against your due process, and it also violated the clause where state and judiciary can't work together like that. There's so many ways it breaks. And almost each state has a case on the unconstitutionality of it. So with that being said, we like 30 minutes into the show. Let me open those call lines and let's talk about how this shit is unconstitutional. What y'all gonna do about it? All right? It's many, many cases on this. So I'm going to 636-249.
That's peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods.
Peace to God. I got another peace soon. Yeah, hey, I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, anything with the teachers, anything repugnant of the Constitution is null and void.
Exactly.
And that's for sure. Exactly. Now, I say for sure, I totally beat that. I totally beat that out for it. You know, several times they tried to come at me, you know.
I mean.
They tried to pick up the case.
All week. That's a wonderful
father thing. What's that?
All week I've been having consultation for child support. And I'm like, yo, it's really simple to beat, man. This is the outline. But I also want y'all to know, just like this woman beat the unconstitutionality of child support in this case right here. She supposed to have did a 241, 242 suit. Got some money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Got some money off of it. Hey, I'm definitely going to go online and go check out the new
you know,
Gordon
Jay
put out there.
Don't apply to foreclosures. The fuck you mean? What does that got to do with anything that we're talking about? And number one, I do not teach about foreclosures. Because even if I taught you how to win, you still going to lose 90% of the time, 99% of the time. So it's a waste of my time to teach about how to protect yourself against foreclosures when you're going to lose anyway. Because they cheat. The number one thing that America sells are mortgage-backed securities. That's how the whole GPA of America works. They don't give a damn. They stealing your house. I'm sorry about that.
You know what? Jonathan has one question outside of the topic.
Yes.
Right fast. The tax thing, like with our position now, are we using like 1041s? Is that something that we use?
You got to be set up right to do the 1041s, and you got to have the right person to do it for you. But as I told y'all, if y'all look at y'all CP-575, the actual letter that they give you with your EIN, it tells you to do a 1041.
It's going to be searched. Okay. We don't have to worry about no fiduciary thing, right? We can do it ourselves.
You are not going to be able to get a 1041 to go through by yourself. Matter of fact, let's say if you did, right? The problem is you got over $1 million check. It looks like a tax refund check. Where the fuck you going to go to get it cashed? You won't even be able to cash it. And I'm not talking shit. I'm talking from straight experience.
Okay, I got you. I got you in that.
All right. So I'm making sure I learn every aspect and go through the that type of stuff will be much easier when we go to what's the name? South Dakota. Because there'll be lawyers and all that processing that stuff. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm going to 805-413. Peace to the God. Peace. 805-413. I can't stand when people raise their hands and don't even know their number or they're not listening. 310-403. Peace to the God. Peace.
Yo, peace. What up, Jonah?
What up, God?
Yeah. Well, I'm so thankful for large sums of money that comes to me quickly and easily.
Ashe.
Yeah, man. That's dope. Yeah, we need that case. That's pretty fire. I'm glad you pulled that out there. I don't need it myself. I know a lot of people need that. So
many people need it, and I'm trying to show them, yo, this shit is getting beat left and right. Y'all got to do it. But, you know, some brothers aren't learned on it. That's where they have to get in these archives, listen to me, study it. Get yourself off of this shit, man. It's a sin. Did you know it's a sin to owe someone? And the first thing y'all do is y'all go to their little courts and they make all these assertions. You owe this, you owe that. You got to do this, you got to do that with money. And y'all never deny it like Rule 8 says. You have to deny an affidavit that they give to you. And yes, when they're making these assumptions and presumptions and trying to charge you with shit, that's an affidavit. If you don't rebut it, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
100% factual.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk. Well, I'm going to hold you up real long, but I just had a question for you. And I know you don't work for the county there, obviously, but I know you helped a lot of people do filings in Fulton County. And is it an issue there with filing legal size paper on the non-UCCs, like when you're doing the promissory note? They rejected mine again. This is like the fourth time they rejected it, and this time they said they can't scan it in because of the size of the paper.
Man, that is some bullshit. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Every mortgage is on 8x14 paper. How they scan it?
That's what I told the home. That's exactly what I told somebody else. I was like, man, that's some bullshit. Because I know everything is on legal size. They just don't want to file it, I guess.
I never had a problem. What you might have to do is what I did back in the past. You have to write a notice of intent to sue the clerk of court. They all work for her. And you name the person who did it, the person's name, what time, what date, all the pertinent information, and say, if not, I'm going to sue y'all for not following your oath. And I know you're responsible because everyone's deputized under you. And
okay. If
she don't rectify the situation, then you sue her under 241, 242.
Right. What do you think about, I was thinking about sending a registered mail directly to her and putting Rule 5 and everything in there and basically telling them, like, yo, you need to call, you need to retrieve this.
That would be part of my notice of intent. And I would tell her to file it for me. Like, you don't want to sue her, but if you don't get your remedy, you will.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if anybody else was having that problem or not, because they've been giving me all kind of issues, and they only at once, and then they let you send it back in, then they tell you another thing, then another thing, you know, it's like that.
First of all, did you try going in person?
I got to get my trustee to do it down there. I'm not down there.
Okay. See, they do all types of shit through mail.
I might try to get the domestic trustee to go down there then.
All right.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I appreciate it.
All right, peace, Clark.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 404-519. 404-519. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. It's me, Jasmine. I was just calling. I had a quick question. Earlier this year, I had used your information that you teach about trust law, and I put myself in a trust, and I beat a case that was a felony by the state of Georgia, and they basically dropped it. I can't track it. You can't find it when I look it up. And during that process, I did a removal of state to federal court, but in my ignorance at the time, I did not mail anything to the attorney general. So time went on, and the state still honored all of my paperwork because my injunction was in, my UCCs, things had been filed. I hadn't even changed my name yet, legally yet, and I still beat the case. I have now just started changing my name, and this is me and my husband, and we're in that four-week process of them actually giving us a court date to come in and get our name changed over with the judge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, before I start trying to do a lawsuit towards the federal government, should I wait until my complete name change is done and my passport, or once I get my state level name change recognized, then I can go ahead and pursue them in a lawsuit federally?
You can start your court case now under the straw.
I was just waiting for you to respond. So basically, I did do that already, and I submitted. I even did it by papyrus, and they honored the papyrus statement, and they also gave me a civil file number. They first had to, of course, you have to prove the papyrus. Then they said, okay, let's see if it's going to be a case approved by the judge. Well, the judge then told me that it was a frivolous case, and they dropped it. So I thought, not dropped it, but they dismissed it, so to speak. And I thought they did that because my name wasn't really all the way changed, or because I didn't mail anything to the attorney general as well.
No.
Or they just were trying me on that first chance, saying, okay, we're going to dismiss it.
When you do, I told y'all, when y'all do a form properis, it allows them to shut your case down without it even getting into court.
Got it. Okay.
If you think they're going to let you come in for free and sue them, you are delusional. You are delusional. I'm going to help you.
I know. You're right. Well, I'll go ahead and pay this. I'm going to go ahead and pay. And I still write it when I do the federal cases next time? I still use that same civil number, or should I allow them to just create another civil number if that's going to be the case?
I would do it all over again. I don't want them saying I already did the case and now I only got one more time to amend it or some shit like that.
That's why I paused. Should I now also, should I go with my spiritual name and not my
name? With the name that you are legally under.
And I did. That's what I did. I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing it right.
Straw name.
You said do the straw name?
That's the only name you're legally under.
Right. So because I'm in the process of changing it literally right now, I've just submitted the name change last week.
What do you understand about that? You keep on, you're getting on my nerves with it. When you got married, your fucking name was ever your name you was born with. Your name didn't change until after you got married. It don't matter if you're in the process of getting married. We engaged now. So I'm just going to say this is my new name. It's not your name.
Right. I understand. And the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I was going to wait until everything smoothed over. I wasn't going to just jump into it as that process was happening.
Why? Why wait? Don't you know?
I guess you're right.
You are barred by time.
Yeah.
Okay, then why would you wait?
Well, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go ahead and keep going forward, and this time I'll do everything that I've learned thus far.
Okay.
Don't mean to get on your nerves, but...
No, that only feels getting on my nerves when you come and say, I'm going to use a new name. How? It's not your name.
I understand. So the next question that I had was about the W-9. It's the name that we would put into the space. I think it was named Tefra or Tethra. I couldn't remember. I couldn't really make out exactly what it was,
Tefra.
And I didn't want to misspell it.
Tefra, T-E-F-R-A.
Thank you. Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right,
that's all I have for today.
All right, cool. Next caller is 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. Peace to God.
What up?
I had a question about the constitutional violation aspect of things. Like when, say, as a trust, is discrimination, like if a trust doesn't want to accept you for whatever reason, and is there a discrimination case that can be brought against the trust, or is the trust just
what you mean? You're confusing me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying someone's, what trust are you going after? Whose trust you're suing?
It's like a trust. They have a membership, and it's not a it's like it's an organization that I participated in, but then they're barring me from participating in it, and because of my career,
and see if you violated anything in the contract, right? If you have not violated the contract, then you can get them for discrimination.
Okay.
All right?
I appreciate that.
All right. Peace, God. No problem. 718-490. Peace to God. Peace.
Peace to God, Jonah.
Peace, God. How are you?
Peace, God. So let me just backtrack a little bit. So you when somebody comes, like, let's say, like ACS or CPS, at, you know, they come to you with, like, a warrant, you know, attempting to, you know, take your kids or something like that, you know, you still attacking the CEO and them personally with 241 and 242?
I'm going after the CEO personally. I'm going after my caseworker personally. I'm going after the cops that came to my house personally. I'm going after the clerk that's a part of it. I'm going after everyone who's on it in their personal capacity.
Right. And you taking them to federal court in their personal capacity.
You can do federal or state, but I'm going to Fed.
Right. Right. I totally get it. Now, when they violate your injunction, not from driving, but from taking you off your stoop, like, say, in front of your front steps, you're claiming that you got a bench warrant, but, you never gave them your name. They just ran your name. Same way, right? You're taking them the same way?
Yeah.
Right. And how do you address the petition for the warrant? Do you just go straight for it? You can hit the CEO first and just – or you try to vacate the warrant first? Last question. Sorry, man.
How'd they take you off the bench if they didn't execute the warrant?
Right. True. Yeah. See, you the dragon, as always, man. Three questions. Got it short. Love you, bro. Green's got it.
All right.
That's it. That's somebody else. Peace out.
All right. I'm going to 954-870. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
You get me, John?
How did I greet you?
Okay. Peace to the God. Hey, so I've been doing everything you told me. I was actually at the seminar in Vegas. You know,
okay.
We had some fun. Me, you, and Lamar Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So been actually helping me with the child support injunction and everything.
Right.
So I'm assuming, I know I got to do a consultation with you so that mm-hmm. You can go over everything that I filled out to see if
right.
I did it properly.
Yes.
And then I need to know how to go about with the IDP. I think that's what it is. That's what it is. IDP, right?
International driving permit. You're going to hit me up
right.
in my email, jonahbay@gmail, about that, and I'll send you the info. And pass
okay.
the info
right, cool.
off to the guy who can get you the foreign private driver's license.
Okay. Do you have the, you got any, you free for consultation for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll book it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Peace to God.
All right, peace to the God. All right, I don't see any more hands up that I didn't go to already. So, shit, I'm getting off my show 10 minutes early. Thank you. See y'all again. Talk to y'all again Wednesday. Peace to the gods. We out.